How did you get involved in this project?
Oh, we had discussion with Richard Dindo before he started to make the movie about possible scenarios and what he could do and the people he could contact. Of course, he had close information through the Mars Society about the people he could contact, like Chris McKay, the NASA scientist, the planetary scientist. But we talked in general about the movie, about what it was going to show, and the dream of going into space, which of course I share very much, although I didn't put my foot on the surface of another celestial body, but I went into space, which is already one step. I was not certainly instrumental in the preparation of the movie, but I always supported him very strongly, and we had a few discussions on the phone also about the movie when it was being done, and I think it's a very, very, very good movie. I'm very impressed with what he achieved, and it has several facets, as has been sometimes mentioned. It's a movie about dreaming, it's a movie about the United States, because there's a very dominant spirit that we find in the States, more than we find in Europe, I must say. It's a movie about also planet Earth and the need, if we go to other celestial bodies like Mars, which is the prime target beyond the Moon, we still need to take good care of planet Earth.
Briefly, what is the current situation of traveling to Mars at the moment?
In the US, there has been a very clear statement about the desire to go to Mars, and it has always been the case, but there were some ups and downs in terms of the enthusiasm of going there, but it's always been a long-term plan. For a while, the last few years, the idea was to go back to the Moon before 2020 and then prepare a mission to Mars there. Not that we would launch the spaceship to Mars from the surface of the Moon, but at least prepare the ability of humans to live from the land, far away from Earth, during extended period of time. Now, the Moon program seemed to be delayed, at least because of a financial reason. The U.S. cannot do everything they plan to do with their $17 to $18 billion a year for NASA. So this will be delayed, but the idea of going to Mars is still there. It has always been there, again, sometimes with ups and downs, and right now there is a kind of a pause because of money being not sufficient to conduct the research on the International Space Station and all the aeronautics program. We have to remember that NASA is also with aeronautics. I'm absolutely convinced that the Mars program will resurface within the next decade or so, and that they will be planning for some time in the middle of the century to go.
Would you like to go now, or if you were 20 years younger?
I'd be ready to go anytime, really. Like many have said in the movie, and I feel exactly the same. If the question is asked to me, I say I go tomorrow to Mars. Absolutely no doubt about it, even on a one-way ticket.
Why go to Mars?
I mean, we have climatic changes on the Earth now, which are rather dramatic, and it's called comparative planetology. If we understand Mars and Venus better, then we will be able to better understand the Earth, because all of these planets, I mean, the Venus, the Earth and Mars, of course, they are not at the same distance from the Sun. Venus is closer. The Earth is about 150 million kilometers, and Mars is beyond, so it's colder on Mars. But still, they are all in the so-called habitable region of around the Sun, although Venus is a little bit closer than the habitable region and Mars a little bit beyond, but they are in this general vicinity. And understanding better what happened on Venus, which has a very thick and very hot atmosphere, and what happened on Mars, which is very dry and has a very thin atmosphere, mainly carbon dioxide, will allow us to better understand the Earth. So I think in terms of understanding what needs to be done on Earth in order to protect it, not only for the next century, but for the millennia or millions of years that will follow, so that we can still survive on planet Earth, is very important.